To learn is simple with effective tools and strategies for success. For a long time, people thought that how well you learn depends on your natural smarts. However, experts now agree that isn't true. With the right strategies and tools, anyone can boost their learning significantly. A notable example from the 1980s involves researcher Anastasia Kant as at an all-girls school. She divided the students into three groups for a dart-throwing experiment. The team performance group aimed simply to hit the bullseye. The team learning method group was taught specific techniques, like keeping their arms close to their bodies. Meanwhile, the team conventional wisdom group was just advised to do their best. In the end, not only did the team learning method score the highest, but they also enjoyed the game the most. Boost memory with self-quizzing. Self-quizzing is a powerful study tool that involves testing yourself on what you've learned to enhance memory retention. This method is proven to make concepts stick in your long-term memory more effectively. In fact, studies show that self-quizzing can be 50% more effective than other study methods. A study in 2006 by Washington University researchers Jeffrey Karpik and Henry Roediger highlights this. They conducted an experiment with two groups. The first group read a text four times. The second group read the same text once but then practiced recalling it three times. This study demonstrated the effectiveness of self-quizzing over simple rereading. When researchers Karpik and Roediger conducted tests, they discovered that those who practiced self-quizzing retained information much better. Another effective learning strategy is using earplugs to eliminate distracting noises. Ulrich himself benefited from this approach at the age of 11. Struggling to focus on his math homework, he found that wearing earplugs significantly improved his concentration. Find meaning in your study for rapid learning improvement. Learning becomes more effective when it's valuable. Here are the 6 steps to effective learning. 1. Value. The first step is to ensure the skills or knowledge you're learning matter to you. This makes you more motivated and determined. Take Jason Wolfson, for example. He's an engineer in his 40s whose basement is filled with unique Lego creations. While it might seem odd for an adult to play with Legos, each model has a special meaning for him. He built a blue police phone booth inspired by Doctor Who and a Gonzo model to honor his wife's love for the Muppet. These meaningful projects are why he excelled at his hobby. Meaning and significance in learning don't just happen instantly, they require effort and time. For example, not many students start off excited about statistics. To tackle this, Chris Hallman, a psychology professor at the University of Virginia, came up with a clever method. He had his students write essays on how understanding statistics could benefit their personal interests and future careers, like nursing, management, or marketing. This exercise led them to see real value in the subject, sparking their enthusiasm. Some were so inspired that they improved dramatically, even advancing an entire grade level. 2. Targets. Setting specific targets is key to learning. The second step involves breaking big goals into smaller, manageable ones. For instance, to better your marathon time, don't just aim to run faster. Focus on smaller tasks, like training on hilly terrain this week. These smaller targets are easier to handle and make it simpler to see your progress. But there's more to learning a skill than just dividing your goals. You also need to learn the basics first. Understanding the fundamental concepts of a new subject or skill is crucial before you can fully master it. Imagine you don't speak German and someone asks, "Hast du heute gefrühstückt?" Without knowing basic German, you wouldn't realize you were asked if you had breakfast. This idea applies to other areas of life too. You wouldn't try to fix heating pipes without some plumbing know-how. Knowing the basics helps you set and achieve small, realistic goals. 3. Develop. The third step is to refine your skills by seeking feedback. Often, when you're learning, you're not aware of what needs improvement. Getting someone else's viewpoint can really help, even if it seems to slow you down initially. Ulrich experienced the benefits of this approach firsthand. He loved basketball but was the least skilled on his team. Despite practicing daily at his local court, his skills, like shooting and footwork, didn't improve much. His earlier attempts lacked focus, and he got no feedback. But everything changed when he discovered basketball coach Dwayne Samuels on Craigslist. Under Samuels's guidance, he honed specific techniques, such as the one dribble pull-up jump shot. The coach taught him the correct finger and foot positioning for shooting. In just a few weeks, his jump shot started scoring regularly, and he even began sinking three-pointers. Reduce mistakes by monitoring errors. Another way to improve is by reducing your mistakes through monitoring and recording them. By keeping track of what you do, you'll be more aware of your performance and can identify where you're making errors. This awareness helps you avoid repeating the same mistakes. Even brain surgeons use this method. Mark Bernstein tracked every error in his Toronto operating room over 10 years. Whether it was a miscommunication, a misplaced sponge, or a delay in anesthesia, he logged it all. This feedback system reduced his team's surgical errors from 3 per month to just 1.5. 4. Extend the knowledge. You might think famous writers, artists, or scientists were born successful. But in truth, geniuses are made through constant learning. This is step 4, you must build on the knowledge you already have. To reach the top, you need to keep deepening your understanding of your field. Jackson Pollock understood this. At 23, he joined Mexican muralist David Alfaro Siqueiros's workshop. Siqueiros encouraged him to experiment, leading Pollock to develop his famous drip and pour technique. It took him a long time to master, and he also learned about fractal structures, patterns that repeat on smaller scales, like those seen in Romanesco broccoli or spiral galaxies. Fractals in Pollock's art and memorable visualizations. Initially, Pollock's drip paintings had little fractal complexity. Over time, the fractals became more detailed and intricate. Interestingly, physicist Richard Taylor, not an art historian, first noticed these patterns. A useful technique for improving your skills is visualizing images in your mind. Stand-up comedian Bob Harris loves this method. To remember E.M. Forster's novel titles, he pictured himself in a room, looking out a window, and seeing a giant, throbbing 30-foot-wide buttocks. This bizarre image helped him remember A Room with a View and Howard's End. In his mind, the giant buttocks belonged to a character named Howard. By simply visualizing, you can easily grasp the concepts and facts needed in your field. 5. Relate. It's said that the best way to master a new skill is through repeated practice. However, practice alone isn't always effective. This is where understanding the relationship between concepts becomes crucial. Psychologist Charles Judd demonstrated this in 1908 at the University of Chicago. He had two groups of children throw darts at a target 4 inches underwater. The first group just practiced throwing darts underwater. The second group, however, learned about the physics of refraction first. They understood that the target's actual position wasn't where it appeared because of how light bends in water. By grasping this concept, the second group had a better understanding of where to aim, showing that understanding underlying principles can improve skill mastery. Benefits of understanding and varied practice. Next, Judd moved the target deeper underwater, to a depth of 12 inches, where refraction made it look farther away from its actual position. This increased the difficulty. The second group, understanding physics, adapted better to this new challenge and outperformed the first group. Varying practice methods also help learning. In a 1993 study, two groups of women trained for basketball free throws. One group only practiced free throws. The other group mixed it up, shooting from 8 and 15 feet away as well. In the end, the group with varied practice performed much better at free throws. 6. Rethink. Have you ever driven in circles for hours, confident you knew the way but unwilling to ask for directions? The last step is to review your knowledge to avoid such mistakes. Overconfidence often causes errors. People tend to overestimate their past achievements and understanding, believing they have learned more than they actually have and expecting to do well in the future. The military has a term for overconfidence, victory disease. A general might overestimate his abilities after many wins. General George Armstrong Custer is a prime example. During the Civil War, he consistently defeated his enemies. But in 1876, at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, he led 200 men against over 1,000 Native Americans, and only one of his men survived. This shows why reviewing your knowledge is important to avoid overconfidence. For example, psychologist Art Markman believed he knew how a toilet worked. He used it daily and had even tinkered with the cistern as a child. The danger of overconfidence. The military has a term for overconfidence, victory disease. A general might overestimate his abilities after many wins. General George Armstrong Custer is a prime example. During the Civil War, he consistently defeated his enemies. But in 1876, at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, He led 200 men against over 1,000 Native Americans, and only one of his men survived. This shows why reviewing your knowledge is important to avoid overconfidence. For example, psychologist Art Markman believed he knew how a toilet worked. He used it daily and had even tinkered with the cistern as a child. One day, he realized he couldn't explain how a toilet was built and certainly couldn't disassemble and reassemble it. Admitting his lack of knowledge allowed him to ask crucial questions: how does water flow into the toilet? Where does it go after flushing? He was then ready to learn more effectively. You too can become a better learner by following these 6 steps. Whether you want to fix toilets, get better at sports, or learn a language, these simple practices will help you master your chosen subject. Key points. 1. Learning success depends on strategies, not natural intelligence. 2. Proper techniques can make learning enjoyable and effective. 3. Self-quizzing boosts memory retention better than rereading. 4. Removing distractions improves concentration and learning. 5. Value and meaning enhance learning motivation and retention. 6. Specific goals and understanding basics are key to mastering skills. 7. Feedback and monitoring errors are essential for improvement.